The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
And it is time now for Girls High School Tournament Basketball. From the Reese Center, here's Matt Kroll.
And good afternoon, everyone. From the Perry Reese Junior Community Center, the second-ranked Highland Lady Hawks, a record of 21-2. They won 9 games in a row, playing host to the 8-seed Simville Catholic Central Lady Crusaders with a record of 11-13 on the season, and they won 2 straight. It's all for the right to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinal. Stay tuned. I'll be speaking with the Highland head basketball coach Brady Schlabel on the pregame show on WKLM.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Schlabel Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Schlabel knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Schlabel Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Schlabel Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Companies are investing in Ohio every day. Invest in yourself and get the training you need to land the job of your dreams or enhance your skills this year. Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for our 10 programs that begin in August. We are also enrolling for our winter adult diploma program courses, including automotive brakes, automotive electrical electronic systems, Ohio commercial pest control, drone license preparation, STNA, and more. Call 330-339-2288 to learn how we can help you get your high school diploma for free.
Ready to turn back time? This is Dr. Emily Reeser of Dr. Brad Welsh & Associates. PDO threads are a non-surgical, minimally invasive way to achieve a youthful and lifted appearance. These dissolvable threads are skillfully placed under the skin to stimulate your body's natural collagen production. PDO threads can be used to address a wide range of concerns, including sagging skin, wrinkles, fine lines, and more. To see before and after pictures and the other cosmetic injection services we provide, visit our website at drbradwelsh.com. To schedule a consultation, give us a call at 330-674-4876.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at yoderfamilyroofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's time for Before the Tip, brought to you by Hubbard's Insurance in Millersburg.
Who handles your life insurance? Hi, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service, and this is a very important question to answer for your family in case something were to happen to you. Life insurance needs analysis, and when trying to decide how much life insurance you should have for loans, personal income, and final expenses, it helps to have the advice from someone you can trust. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we can make sure that your family can handle your financial obligations if the unexpected were to happen. For your life insurance analysis, contact Hobron's Insurance at 674-9091 or 1-800-340-3767.
Also, Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach Brady Stable coming off a dominant 75-8 win in your first term of game over TCC. And as much as anything, Brady, were you pleased the way the mindset of your kids, the way they came out and really attacked from the get-go in that first tournament contest?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt like our preparation was where it needed to be day before in practice and pregame. And I think it's just something about playing in the tournament and getting things rolling again. It's that time of year, so it's exciting.
A lot of things that are familiar, certainly dominant on the boards here, as well as on the defensive end, and that we've kind of seen that throughout the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Super pleased. Had one of our best rebounding games of the year. Finished with 24 offensive rebounds, and that's one thing this year that's really kept us in games when we don't shoot it well, and kind of powered us past teams when we do shoot it well. And I think we averaged 17 or 18 offensive rebounds a game this year, which kids kind of know that's what we want to do.
One of those little things also, 8 girls in the scoring column. I know you're going to play better teams going forward here in the tournament trail, but still seeing other players going to step in and seeing that ball go in the basket.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for them, Anna Arai, she's an unbelievable player, double-double kid, plays super hard, offensive rebounds, and finishes well in transition. Then they got a couple good shooters, and they like to push the ball, and so obviously we do too a little bit, so it'll be a fun up and down game, I think.
Up and down game, as far as you mentioned, the little zone here. How do you kind of, is that different in terms of attacking that zone versus maybe a different kind of defense?
Yeah, it's, part of it is being able to push the ball and almost not let them get set up in it. But, part of it is having kids that are willing to attack someone off the dribble, try to draw two defenders, try to get into the paint a little bit more. Sometimes we tend to get a little, three happy when teams play zone against us. So if you're making them, it's great. But if you're not, you got to do some other things.
Bottom line, for final home game of the year here, still kind of be in attack mode like you were to start off the last contest.
Yeah, absolutely. I think these girls want to do it for their seniors, and knowing that this is their last home game, I think that they're going to be ready to go.
Brady, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Matt.
That's the voice of the Highland Lady Hawks head basketball coach, Brady Stable.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Hobron's Insurance in Millersburg.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-BS siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-BS siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is loaded baked potato.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
Holmes Limestone Company of Berlin has been in business since 1948. They are located on State Route 39 east of Berlin. They know what kind of dedication and sacrifices have to be made for student athletes, not only for their personal goals, but also for their teams. Holmes Limestone would like to take this opportunity to salute the parents, coaches, teachers, and the athletes for their hard work and dedication throughout the year. Holmes Limestone is a proud supporter of the Highland Hawks and is proud to be part of this community.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
At the Mount Hope Auction every Wednesday, the Flea and Farmers Market opens at 7 a.m. The hay sale begins at 9:30 a.m. in Ring 2. At 9 a.m., the goat sale begins, followed by sheep. At 10:30 a.m. in the main ring, they start with farm calves, followed by dairy, pigs, hogs, feeders, followed by bulls, fat cattle, and call cows. The poultry and rabbit sale begins at 1 p.m. For more information on other sales and happenings at the Mount Hope Event Center throughout the year, you can go to mounthopeauction.com.
Is your garage floor paint or epoxy peeling, cracking, or fading? Fantastic Floors by Miller Custom Exteriors is the solution. Our premium concrete floor coating system is durable with a 15-year warranty against peeling, chipping, or cracking, and it cures in just one day. Make your garage floor beautiful. Call or visit fantasticfloors.info to set up your free appointment today. That's 330-695-4905, 330-695-4905.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
A season ago, Highland finished up with the regular season record of 16-6, and of course the co-champions of the IVC South at 11-1, along with Tuskegee Valley. For Steubenville Catholic Central, they finished up at 10-14 last season. Highland in the tournament trail for them, of course, went all the way to the Division IV state semifinals, where they fell to the eventual state champions Tri-Village over Dean by the score of 51-34. Tri-Village eventually capturing the state title down in Toledo Christian in that state championship game. For Catholic Central, also in the Division IV in their tournament run, they would fall in their first tournament game as they would go to actually won their first tournament game in overtime over Malvern, 54-49, but then they fell in the six-year-old championship game to in that game to Highland by the final score of 49-19 last season. Stay tuned. We'll have more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Yeah. If you or a loved one needs physical, occupational, or speech therapy services, trust the team at Walnut Hills in Walnut Creek to help. Walnut Hills has been awarded a 5-star rating from CMS, as well as a high-performing rating from U.S. News. The data used to determine the rating shows a higher percentage of Walnut Hills rehabilitation residents return home than the state and national averages. And the rehospitalization rate for Walnut Hills residents is about half of the state and national averages. Walnut Hills offers both inpatient and outpatient therapy services. To learn more about the 5-star therapy services at Walnut Hills, call us at 330-893-3200.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 17279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors, built on solid relationships.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church, others are coaching youth, and some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric, always here for their members, always here for their community.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Highland won their first 12 games of the season. Their only two losses this year came at the Classic in the country, and they fell to two Division I schools, to Reynoldsburg, 55-46, and the 46-39 loss to an outstanding Olmsted Falls team. And then, of course, all victories to close out the regular season, as they won 8 consecutive games to close out regular season play, 9 straight wins in all. And they have their record of 21-2 on the season, the second-ranked team in Division IV. For Catholic Central, for them, an improvement for them after last season, one win. But for them, kind of up and down throughout the year, but the record of 11-13 on the year for the Steubenville Catholic Central Lady Crusaders team entering this contest today. And for Highland, averaging just under 60 points per contest, Catholic Central was averaging 46 a game. Defensively, the Lady Hawks allowing 31.5 points per contest, while Catholic Central gives up 48 a game on the defensive end. Highland, of course, out of the IVC South, where they captured yet another IVC South title, this time going outright with the title at 12-0, their 29th consecutive IVC championship. Stetson Valley finished up in second place at 10-2. Also in the IVC in the North, it was Strasburg winning that outright with a 12-0 record in conference action, while West Stoles won the Ohio Cardinal Conference title outright, going 13-1 in the OCC. Overall, around the year in girls basketball, a lot of good area girls teams. Lanaville went 19-1 during the regular season. Triway 18-4, Wayndale 17-5, and West Holmes 16-6 overall during the regular season. Danville 15-7, Central Christian went 10-10, Haraway a record of 10-12. Stay tuned, more to come on the pregame show after this on WKLM. Sauls in Berlin wishes good luck to all Holmes County coaches, players, and families on the tournament trail. They also invite you to stop in and see all the new spring items they have to offer, including potty benches and glass window boxes. If you're looking for a one-of-a-kind unique item, including a large selection of hot sauces, marinara, and salsas to share with the community, visit Sauls online at saulsinberlin.com or find them on Facebook. A single-family home located at 10229 Township Road 67 in Kilbuck is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $850,000. This property was built in 2002 and has four bedrooms and two full and two partial baths with 4,912 square feet, located in the West Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Jamie Miller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at Kaufman Realty.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime. Built on trust since 1911.
Fikert Concrete, located on County Road 189 between Benton and Holmesville, specializes in ready-mix concrete and state-approved limestone, sand, and gravel. All mix styles are available, and you can count on fast, dependable delivery and competitive prices. Fikert Concrete has served Holmes and surrounding counties for over 75 years. Call Fikert Concrete today for all your concrete needs at 674-0038. Remember, for quality concrete, it's Fikert Concrete.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Get savings throughout the store, including lottery specials from GE, Electrolux, and the top-rated Speed Queen line. Or get a 27-cubic-foot GE French door refrigerator for just $1,299. Switch from refrigerator to freezer with the flick of a switch with the Element 17-cubic-foot convertible refrigerator freezer for just $699. Qualify customers get no interest and no down payments until February 2025. Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 South in Millersburg, or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Denko Marketing of Millersburg reminds you that a properly working and maintained garage door is critical to safety. Door springs, bottom brackets, cables, and supports are under extreme tension and can cause serious injury if dealt with improperly. That's why your local garage door dealer is the one to trust. His professional expertise keeps your garage door working as it should and put the job in the right hands. A safety and service tip from Denko Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have 9 to 11 ounce Fresh Express Premium Romaine or Green and Crisp Salad Blends, 2 for $3. 8 ounce IGA Shredded Cheese, 2 for $4. 24 ounce Smith Sour Cream or French Onion Dip, $3.69. We also have Baby Back Pork Ribs for $2.99 a pound. Bob Evans Mashed Potatoes or Mac and Cheese, $3.99. 16 ounce package of Hillendale Sliced Bacon, $3.99. 16 ounce Cooked Cocktail Shrimp, $4.99. And 16 ounce Seabest Tilapia Filet, place for $3.99. That's now through Sunday at Rudy's IG Marketplace in Millersburg.
Highland is the top seed in this Division 4 East District. They top the 17 seed TCC 75-8 in their first sectional tournament game. For Catholic Central, they played the pigtail game as the 8 seed defeated the 12 seed Bishop Rosecrans 58-13 and then also won back on Wednesday and defeated the 10 seed Shadyside 46-9. So now Catholic Central, the 8 seed against the top seed Highland in the sectional championship at the Reese Center at Highland. Winner moves on to the district semifinals against either the 4 seed Frontier or the 5 seed Strasburg. Of course, they're squaring off to this afternoon over at Frontier, and that district semifinal game will be next Wednesday, February 28th at 7 o'clock at a neutral site. Lower half of the bracket in Division 4 has the 2-seed River playing host to the 7-seed Shenandoah today, and also the number 3-seed Monroe Central is playing host to the number 6-seed Caldwell in their sectional championship. McRae alongside Chris Wallace here for this afternoon's contest. A Highland team that's obviously been outstanding all season long. You've seen them, Chris, here in the team that seems to be very focused here at the right time of year.
Absolutely. Definitely where you want to be playing your best basketball of the season, and Highland doing just that. Got to see them for the classic in the country, although they did lose two in a row or two there at the tournament, but definitely firing on all cylinders now, as I think you mentioned, winning 9 in a row and on fire here is right where they want to be coming into tournaments.
Absolutely. Of course, other games going on today. We were video live streaming also going on today, the Morgan at West Holmes game on YouTube, and also video live streaming today this afternoon, the Garfield at West Wayndale game as well. We'll take a break, come back with more on the pregame show after this on WKLM.
If you're looking for a siding with more of an old-school appeal, reminiscent of traditional sawn and split cedar shakes and shingles that have been featured in American home building since the 1600s, then check out the authentic look of Provia Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle Siding and MRV Siding Supply. Modeled after hand-picked cedar pieces using highly accurate laser scanning to ensure even the finest details were carried over into each Harbor Mill Shake and Shingle. That's MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or on the web at MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Hi, this is Raleigh Mast. I'm a fleet mechanic with Yoder Lumber Logistics. We are a truckload carrier and broker servicing customers east of the Rocky Mountains. We have a fleet of late model equipment specializing in flatbed and Conestoga freight. At Yoder Lumber Logistics, we take pride in offering our customers fast and friendly service at competitive rates for all their inbound and outbound needs. Give us a call today at 330-893-3131.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Everyone knows that Millersburg Tire Service sells a lot of farm tires like BKT, Seat, Firestone, Michelin, Titan, Galaxy, D-Stone, and Alliance. Hi, this is Brad Smucker from Millersburg Tire Service, and we also sold over 10,000 heavy-duty truck tires last year in 29 different brands. We can mount them in our truck bay, or we can drop them off. If it runs on tires, Millersburg Tire Service has it, or we can get it from the many suppliers that we have available. Plus, we sell tires in Ohio and all the surrounding states. When you want the best, call Millersburg Tire Service at 330-674-1085 and talk to one of our knowledgeable sales staff, celebrating our 70th year in the tire business.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes in surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330 330- 279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
Are you having ongoing issues with your flat or low slope roof? MEB Systems of Sugar Creek specializes in flat or low slope roofs and has been serving the community and beyond since 1977. Whether it's tracking down or resolving a persistent leak, you are in need of a complete roof replacement, or you have a new build, MEB Systems will strive to find the best solution for you. They believe if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems Incorporated today at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all Holmes County athletes a safe and healthy season.
And today's starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for today's starting lineups, here's Chris Wells.
Thank you very much, Matt. First, starting off for the Steubenville Catholic Central Crusaders at a guard position. A junior wearing number 2, Natalie Cherepko. At a guard position, a 5'3 senior wearing number 21, Jackie Okarma. Another guard is a 5'7 senior wearing number 3, Ella Marigos. At the forward position, a 5'8 sophomore wearing number 1, Mary Rohde. And the other forward is a senior wearing number 24, Anna Aria. And taking a look for the home team in today's contest, the Highland Lady Hawks. At a guard position, a 5'8 senior wearing number 13, Ashley Mullett. Another guard is a 5'6 sophomore wearing number 11, Evie Mast. Another guard is a 5'8 junior wearing number 15, Trish Troyer. At the forward position, a 5'10 senior wearing number 12, Mallory Stutzman. And at the post position, a 5'11 junior wearing number 35, Joplin Yoder.
And Highland, the second-ranked team in Division 4, top seed in the district, a record of 21-2. And they're coached by Brady Schlabel in his second year. And for Steubenville Catholic Central, the Crusaders, a record of 11-13, coached by Rocky Bragg. And the starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They'll help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. And give Brooks a call, 330-674-1483. Matt Croy alongside Chris Rollins. And it's also Michael Hammond and Blaisden Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We're also video live streaming this afternoon's contest on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxon Communication Team. Judd Bone is producing today's live stream coverage. Aiden Garbrandt working in the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio, and find the live stream coverage for this afternoon's game. As I mentioned, also on YouTube today, it currently is the Morgan West Holmes game, and also going on right now, we have on YouTube the Garfield at Wayndale game as well. We'll take a quick break, back with the opening tip after this on WKLM.
At Mack Oilfield Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oilfield Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oilfield Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Highland wearing their home white jerseys and white shorts and red numerals in black trim for the Catholic Central Crusaders out of Steubenville. Their blue jerseys and blue shorts, gold numerals and gold trim as well. Jumping for Highland, that'll be Joplin Yoder, a 5'11 junior. And also jumping to the circle here for Catholic Central, it'll be Anna Arise, she's a senior for Steubenville Catholic Central. Here at the Recenter, final home game of the year for Highland. Winner moving on to next Wednesday's district semifinal. There's the whistle, and here is the toss. It'll be won by Highland going from left to right in the first half. With the basketball will be Ashley Mullen. IVC Player of the Year will cross it across midcourt, dribbles it down to the right wing. Picks it up, pass inside, deflected away. There's the steal for the Crusaders going from right to left with it. And they'll have it for the first time offensively. And a pass goes left wing in the hands of Cherepko. And back out top now to Jackie Okarma. Dribbles the left wing. Pass along the baseline. Goes to Cherepko. Dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks it back out top. Received by Amerigos. Dribbles it back to the corner. Gets the handoff now. And picked up on the far side. Pass goes out top again to Anna Arai. Back in the corner. Here's Amerigos to the foul line. Dumps it inside. Deflected. Stolen away by Joplin Yoder. A turnover each way now. Highland has the basketball. No score. Shovels it out top to Ashley Mullett. Left wing to Stutzman. Back in the corner now to Evie Mass. Back to Stutzman. Dribbles it out top, right wing Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound to Stutzman. Putback is going to be good. Mallory Stookson gives Highland an early 2-0 lead. Crusaders had the basketball. They beat the pressure into the front court. The dribble now by Mary Rudy to the corner. Gets it outside. Received by Miragos. Dribbles it right wing. Picks it up. Miragos spins around. Pass goes to the corner through the hands of Rody and out of bounds. That will be a turnover and the second on the Crusaders. 2-0 Highland. 6:47 to play first quarter from the recenter. And here's Ashley Mullen across the timeline on the dribble for Highland. Dribbles it now to the foul line, to the lane. Pass out top goes from the left side to Stutzman. Her three-pointers off the mark. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Mary Rody. Catholic Central basketball. And the dribble now by Sharupko across the timeline. Lobs a pass to the corner. Three-pointer up in the air by Sharupko. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. Highland ball. Now Mullen across the half-court line on the left wing. Well, let's pass into the corner. Goes to Edie Master. Three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound. She's back down. I should say the three-pointer is missed by Trish Troyer. Rebound by Mast. Pass inside Joplin Yoder. She'll lay it up and in. Off the assist from Ashley Mullett, Joplin Yoder has her first two. It's a 4-0 Highland advantage. Catholic Central basketball. Pass to the front court. Proceed in the left wing by Mary Rody. Dribbles it. Cross-court pass right corner to Arai. Back out top to Maragos. Guarded tightly by Rody, by Mullen, knocked him to the floor and stolen away by Evie Mass. Back to Ashley Mullen, the fast break, bounce pass to Trish Troyer. Her layup was good. Trish Troyer has her first two. Highland now a 6-0 lead, 5:45 to play first quarter. Timeout called. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It'll be brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. We'll be reporting all the area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Catholic Central has the basketball against the 1-2-2 press of Highland out of the timeout. Pass to your side goes to Repko. Into the front court now to Maragos. Out top, here's Rody. Dribbles it, cut it off. Out top to Maragos. Dribbles it to the baseline. Her 10 footers up in the air, no good. Rebound goes to Edie Mast. Highland basketball. Well, it's pass. Goes over to Mallory Stutzman. She'll back it up to the corner. Back to Mullen. Out top to Edie Mass. Drive. Lane. Mullet left wing corner to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound out top. Will be chased down by Sharupko. Crusaders basketball to the front court. Down 6-0. Out top. Three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be no good by Okarma. Rebound now to Ellie Habiger in the game for Highland. Ashley Mullet for a three-pointer on the other end. It's going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound by Stutzman. Put back left hand. That is going to be good. Mallory Stutzman, another putback. She has 4 points. 8-0 Lady Hawks. Crusaders basketball, beating the presser is Mary Rudy to the front court and gets the handoff. Back to Jackie Okarma, 5'3 senior, shovels it left wing. Back on the near side, goes out top of Sharupko into the hands now of Ella Maragos. Back on the left side to Okarma, gets the handoff back to Sharupko. Lobs it out top, knocked away, stolen by Mallory Stutzman. This one on the other end, to the basket, her left hand layup is going to be no good. Rebound will be tipped to the hands of Natalie Sharupko. She'll take it across midcourt. Gets the handoff now. Back to Maragos. 8-0 Highland. Catholic Central basketball. Okarma. Pass through his left wing to Natalie Sharupko. Gets it out top. Drive by Arai to the lane. Fumbles it. Goes out of bounds and a turnover. And that'll be the fifth on Catholic Central. Arai came in averaging a double-double. 14.5 a game and 12.5 rebounds. But a lot of turnovers early on against this stout Highland defense.
Yeah, Highland with a surprising turnover there early in the first quarter there. But 5-4 Steubenville here.
4:10 to play in the first quarter. Highland has the basketball up 8-0. Ashley Mullen into the front court. Gets the handoff now to Macy Mullet, the freshman in the game now. Pass to the right side, back inside on the Japlin Yoder. Her shot no good, but she's going to be bumped and fouled.
Off that pass from Ashley Mullen. John Theodore in that right post will now go to the foul line to shoot two.
First free throws of the game for both either team here this afternoon.
First personal on NRI. John Theodore will line up the first free throw attempt. It's going to be good. Got the bounce. She has three for the 5'11 junior. Had 20 points, 11 rebounds in that first tournament win over TCC. Second free throw's up. That's going to be good as well. Buries them both. She has four. 10-0 Highland. Ball turned over against the press. On the floor out, picked up somehow by Arai. So Catherine gets the ball right back. Into the front court to Arai. On the right side, the Maragos. Back out top to Jackie Okarma. Dribbles it to the foul line. Kicks the left wing back to Rhodey. Her three-pointer going to be high in the air. No good. Rebound will be hauled in by Joplin Yoder, and she's going to be fouled after the board. Second team foul on the Crusaders. And after the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's player of the game. Six Money's your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmoneys.com. Six Money's, where quality and service never go out of style. For Catholic Central, their leading scorer, Anna Arai, just picked up her second personal foul. Lady Hawks have it. Macy Mullet into the front court as the point guard now. As Ashley gets a rest. Rolls bounce pass goes to Joplin Yoder. She'll throw it away. And then the second Highland turnover. Catholic Central basketball. Shrepko shot for the foul line up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Going to be grabbed by the board. Inside by Felina Marcino, who's in the game now. She'll put it back up and in for the first points of the game for the Crusaders. Highland ball into the corner. Here's Trish Troyer. Inside Joplin Yoder. Cross-court pass left corner. Goes down top to Hamburger. Right point Macy Mullen. Now to Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer has 5 points, first three-pointer of the game for Highland. Makes it a 13-2 Lady Hawks lead. Catholic Central basketball. Here's Mary Rhodey to the front court. Gets the handoff. Received now by Okarma. Near midcourt. Dribbles it left wing. Picks it up now. Gets the handoff. Back to Marcino. Out top to Maragos. Dribbles it right wing. Pass to the corner now. Grabbed by Marcino. Out top. Drive to the foul line. Lane. Runner high in the air. Going to be good by Jackie Okarma. Her first two makes it 13-4 Highland. Lady Hawks basketball. Quickly on the end goes to Trish Troyer. Out top to Macy Mullet. She'll find Haberger around the perimeter. Back in the corner now to Mallory Stutzman. Dribbles it to the baseline. Miss the pass goes cross court. Chased down by Macy Mullet. Her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound to the corner goes out of bounds. And it will be Catholic Central basketball. Stop by the jewelry store today for girls' night out. It'll be from today from now until 6 p.m. that will be open for. And you can get 50% off fashion jewelry. Plus get ear piercing, green leather custom purse bar, and bra pump. That's the jewelry store, West Jackson Street in historic downtown Millersburg. Catholic Central basketball in the backcourt. Into the frontcourt, the pass goes over to Ella Maragos. Now to Mary Rhodey, high on the right side. 2 minutes to play first quarter. Rhodey picks it up. Lobs it right wing back to Maragos. Into the corner now to Okarma. Dribbles it. Knocked loose. It'll be tied up, actually, by Joplin Yoder. And the arrow does stay with Catholic Central. So Steubenville Catholic Central has the basketball. Trailing 13-4. 1:50 to play in the first quarter. Shrepko pass goes right wing to Jackie Okarma. It's the handoff back to Maragos. She was stepping out of bounds as she received that basketball, so that will be a turnover on the Crusaders, their sixth of the first quarter. Highland has it. Ashley Mullet back in the ballgame. Dribbles the right wing, out top to Stutzman. Left wing now to Trish Troyer. Around the foul line to Joplin Yoder, knocked loose on the floor, grabbed out top by Trish Troyer. Lobs the pass to Mullet, high on the right side. Inside Joplin Yoder, in traffic. Into the corner to Stutzman. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Joplin Yoder. Out top Stutzman. Now to Ashley Mullet. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound by Trish Troyer again. And she has to tie it up after the board, but the arrow does stay with the Lady Hawks. Hitting the offensive boards, Highland, in this first quarter of action.
Already 5 offensive rebounds for the Lady Hawks.
And they did the same back in that first tournament win over TCC. Embedded, deflected on the inbounds pass, and somehow grabbed by Ashley Mullen after her own inbounds pass. Three-pointer by Trish Troyer. Meanwhile, Jill knock it down. Trish Troyer, her second three-point basket. 8 points, Trish Troyer, 16-4 Highland. Crusaders basketball. Here's Mary Rhodey to the foul line. Off-bound shot by Rhodey, no good. Rebound put back by Marcino, blocked by Joplin Yoder. Rebound goes to Trish Troyer. Highland ball. Mullet. Drive. Out top over to Trish Troyer. Her three-point going to be good again. She's got the hot hand. Her third three-point basket of the quarter. 19-4 Lady Hawks. Catholic Central basketball. 40 seconds to play in the first. Pass goes left wing to Marcino. Her three-pointer up in the air going to be off the mark. Rebound goes to Mallory Stutzman. Then to Ashley Mullen. Into the front court. Dribbles it. Into the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Wide open for a three-pointer. She'll miss it this time. Rebound grabbed by Mary Rohde. 20 seconds to play. Into the front court. We're seen now by Rohde. Has it out top. 15 seconds. Back in the corner to Marcino. Bounce pass goes to Maragos. 10 seconds to play. Half top to Mary Rohde. Down to 5 seconds. She'll find Sharepko. On the left wing, back to Delaney. 1 second, three-pointer up in the air by Rohde. Off the rim, that's no good. To close out the first quarter of action. At the end of one from the recenter, it's Highland 19 and Steubenville Catholic Central 4. This is girls' sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
Stop cleaning your gutters. Get Gutter Bonnet and ABC Seamless Gutters, and your gutters will stay clog-free, guaranteed, or we'll clean your gutters free. Hi, this is Lauren Miller with Miller Custom Exteriors. Our gutters are 33% larger to prevent overflow, and our leaf protection keeps out leaves and debris. It's the perfect combination to keep your gutters worry-free. Call Miller Custom Exteriors today and say goodbye to cleaning your gutters. Visit us online at MillerCustomExteriors.com.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Reminder, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of the Claxton Communication team of Judd Bone and also Aiden Garbrandt. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio. They'll find the live stream coverage for this contest. We're also on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond, Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Of course, we also have the West Holmes Morgan game on YouTube. That is being video live streamed as we speak. And also the Garfield Wayndale game, also video live streamed this afternoon on YouTube. Catholic Central basketball out of the timeout to begin the second quarter. Shot up in the air from the left wing by Jackie Okarma. Off the backboard, no good. Rebound goes to Macy Miller in the game for Highland. Three-pointer meanwhile up in the air by Edie Bast is in and out, no good. Rebound to the fork, going to be a loose ball foul call. And that's going to be on the Lady Hawks. That'll be the first team foul on Highland here in this second quarter of action. Call that on Macy Mullet, her first personal foul. And we'll get to the first quarter numbers shortly from Chris Wallace. Inbounded to Mary Rohde against the full court pressure. Now to Ella Maragos. Back to Rohde. Now to Maragos, a three-quarter score. Bumped, lost the ball, goes out of bounds, but off the Highland. First quarter numbers courtesy again of Chris Wallace, where it was Catholic Central 0 for 5 on three-pointers. Highland 3 for 12 for 25%. All those three-pointers were made by Trish Troyer. Crusaders have it to the front court. Here's Jackie Okarma. The handoff goes to Mary Rohde. Picks it up. Now Okarma deflected out of bounds. That'll be off of the Crusaders. They'll have the turnover. Also in the first, Catholic Central was 2 for 6 on two-point tries for 33%. Highland 4 for 5 for a scorching 80%. Highland also 2 for 2 for the foul line. The Crusaders did not attempt the foul shot. Highland out rebounding Steubenville Catholic Central 11 to 6. Six turnovers for Catholic Central and 2 for Highland in the first quarter of play. Three-pointer by Stutzman's up in the air going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by NRI. Back in the game with two personal fouls for Catholic Central. They'll have the ball. Pass inside, grabbed on the drive by Delaney. She lost it and stolen away. Ashley Mullen has it after the eighth turnover on the Crusaders. Mullen to the baseline. Her layup off the glass and good. A burst of speed. Mullen has her first two. 21-4 lead for Highland. Crusaders have it. Across the timeline, here's Okarma. Double team. Lobs it out top to Maragos. Back in the corner. Shot up in the air by Marcino, no good. Rebound hauled in under the basket by Mallory Stutzman. Highland ball. Into the front court goes to Macy Millen. In the left wing to Ashley Millen. Inside to Stutzman. Her left-handed layup is going to be good. 6 points for Mallory Stutzman. 23-4 lead for Highland. Crusaders have it. Into the front court. Here's Okarma. Crossover to the foul line. Okarma picks it up. Pass goes to the corner now. Over to Delaney. Out top now to Maragos to the foul line. She's cut off. Dumps it inside to Arai. Backs it in. Late by Arai. That's no good. Rebound picked up by Ashley Mullett. Long pass to the front court goes to Macy Mullett. Her layup going to be good, and a foul count the bucket. The foul slapped on Mara Delaney, and it'll be Macy Mullett at the foul line with a chance for a three-point play.
Yeah, great job by Macy Mullett, just drawing the contact, going up for the layup. An excellent pass to her as well, and a great finish again with the contact.
First team foul the quarter on Catholic Central, and the foul on Mara Delaney, her first personal foul. Macy Mullett, her first two of the game. 5'7 freshman had 7 points, two rebounds in the first tournament win over TCC. That free throw is good as well to complete the three-point play, and she'll now have a seat. And Trish Troyer is back in. Stay tuned tonight for High School Scoreboard. Is brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Highland, the 1-2-2 press is on. Okarma dribbles a three-quarter score. Pass deflected away by Joplin Yoder and goes out of bounds, and it'll be off of her hands. That will be another turnover. And now up to 9 in the first half on the Crusaders.
Yeah, just tried to save it there as it would have gone out of bounds and been their ball, but tried to save it right there by the line, and she was the last one to touch it. So Highland Lady Hawks will take possession.
Fischel saw it, and now Hamburger checking in. Evie Mast is out. Hamburger along with Mallory Stutzman, Trish Troyer, Joplin Yoder, and Ashley Mullett in the game for Highland. Long pass goes cross-court to Joplin Yoder. Now right wing to Ashley Mullett. Back to Joplin Yoder in the right post. She'll back it in. Back to Mullett in the corner. Her three-pointer behind in the air, no good. Rebound to the four, picked up by Mary Rohde. Crusaders basketball, Rohde to the front court on the left wing. Picks it out top now to Jackie Okarma. Her shot up in the air, going to be no good. Football's on the line. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Highland basketball. Don't let your home be without power. Call Holmesville Electric, your local Generac automatic standby generator dealer. Holmesville Electric has factory-certified technicians and carries a full line of parts and service kits for all your Generac needs. Call 330-279-4522. Highland basketball on the right wing to Edie Mast, out top to Habiger, inside Macy Mullett, back to the corner, goes out of bounds on that pass, and that'll be a Highland turnover in their third of the first half. McCoy alongside Chris Willis for the broadcast this afternoon from the Reese Center. Rohde inbounds into the backcourt to the hands of Kalina Marcino. She'll find Maragos, who will cross the half-court line. Fumbles it and stolen away. Macy Mullett with the steal. Bounce pass to Evie Mast. Her layup off the glass and good. Mast has her first two of the 10th Crusaders turnover, 28-4 Highland. This time they'll beat the pressure. Mary Rohde has it stolen away, though, across midcourt by Trish Troyer. And a Macy Mullett to the right corner. Three-pointer by Evie Mast. Going to be no good. Rebound corralled by Marcino. Crusaders have it again. Here's Mary Rohde to the front court. Pass deflected and stolen back away by Trish Troyer. 12th turnover. Mass pass goes left wing to Macy Mullett. Inside Habiger. Habiger shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed under the basket by Evie Mast. Left wing back to Macy Mullett. Her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound picked up this time by Anna Arai. And it'll be Crusaders basketball. Midway point of the second quarter. Down 28-4. Into the corner, grabbed by Okarma, who's out top. Maragos with a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked down. Ella Maragos, her first points of the half. 28-7, Highland. Lady Hawks have it. Right wing pass to Mast inside Joplin Yoder. Her shot off last is going to be no good. Rebound by Habiger. Putback is good. Ella Habiger, the putback with the left hand, her first two of the game. 30-7 lead now for Highland. Crusaders have it. 3:40 to play in the half. Pass inside goes to Marcino. Backs it up to the corner. Inside to Mary Rohde. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound goes to Habiger. Highland has it. Macy Mullett across midcourt. Has it out top with 3.5 to play in the second quarter. It's instruction from head coach Brady Staball. Now back to Evie Mast. To Joplin Yoder around the perimeter. Right wing back to Ella Habiger. Lobs inside the Joplin Yoder, deflected back in the corner. Over to Trish Troyer, out top Habiger. Her three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grabbed, however, by Trish Troyer. Back inside the Evie Mast, under the basket. Back to Trish Troyer, out top Joplin Yoder. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Joplin Yoder has 7, her first three-pointer. And Highland will get a couple subs in. As a timeout's called with 3 minutes to play in the half, 33-7 Highland. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
If you're looking for a creative, innovative, and affordable experience in home building, then look no further than Fingerprint Homes. At Fingerprint Homes, we've reinvented the home building experience using a technology-driven six-step process that's backed by personalized customer service at every step of the way. Check out our interactive website at www.fingerprinthomes.com or call today to schedule your appointment at 330-234-9004. At Fingerprint Homes, we're more than builders. We're your partners.
After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Money's Player of the Game, known for their super soft style. Six Money's can outfit your entire family for any sporting event. Stay up to date with our latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at SixMoneys.com. Six Money's, for quality and service, never go out of style. Crusaders had the basketball out of the first, out of that timeout, rather. And Highland is slapping the 1-2-2 press on once again. Kim Bennett goes to Jackie Okarma, who will cross midcourt. Light pressure that time by Highland. She'll dribble the left wing. Okarma to the baseline. Under the basket. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound will be grabbed by Ashley Mullet. Mullet across midcourt. Long pass goes to Mullet. Back to Stutzman, rather. Off the ends of Hamburger. Back inside. Her will throw it away. Highland has their fourth turnover. Crusaders on the fast break. Shot by Maragos is going to be no good. Just inside the line. Rebound picked up by Trish Troyer. Highland ball. 2.5 to play, second quarter. They have a 33-7 advantage. Into the front court goes to Habiger. Al top to Trish Troyer. Lobs it inside, goes to Habiger under the basket. Her layup going to be no good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Marcino. Crusaders have it to the front court. Poke loose. Grab her to the steal again by Mallory Stutzman. And that'll be the 13th turnover for Crusaders. Here's Ashley Mullet in the front court. Into the corner to the three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good by Trish Troyer. Rebound grabbed by Macy Mullet. Back to Sussman. Al top, Astimo. Left wing to Trish Troyer. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer, her fourth three-pointer of the first half. 36-7 Highland. 1:40 to play, second quarter. Jackie Okarma in the front court. Goes left wing with a pass over to Arai. Back to Okarma, high on the left. On the left side, back to Mary Rohde. Lobs it out top. Now to Marcino to the foul line. Back of the corner now to Maragos. Her three-pointer going to be way off. The mark is out of bounds. It'll be off of Highland, though, so it'll stay with the Crusaders. Winner moves on to the district semifinals next Wednesday against either the 4-seed Frontier or the 5-seed Strasburg. Neutral site at 7 o'clock for that one. And I think they pointed the wrong way, apparently, the official.
It looked that way to me, but I know we're not the closest to the court, but I think they got it right there.
So Highland will indeed have it after that turnover. It'll be into the front court. Pass goes to the right side. Into Joplin Yoder. Spins around. Looking. Dumps it in there. Traffic to Stutzman. She'll try to get a short pass into Ashley Mullen. Too strong and out of bounds. Instead, Highland gets their fifth turnover of the first half.
Just a lot of congestion in the lane there and just trying to find the open player and just unable to do so. So just out of reach and out of bounds. Possession of Steubenville.
So they will indeed have it. Inbounded to Ella Maragos, back to Mary Rohde. 1:10 to play in the half. Rohde to the front court on the right wing. Pass inside, stolen away by Joplin Yoder. She'll take it to the front court. The 15th Crusader turnover. Stutzman drive, lane runner off the glass, in good. Mallory Stutzman has 8, 38-7 lead for Highland. Crusaders to the front court. Pass goes to Maragos on the right wing. Into the corner now to Marcino to the baseline under the basket. Her shot no good. And gets her own rebound, then throws it away. It'll roll out of bounds. So turnover after the rebound. And 16 of those now on the Crusaders this afternoon. Reminder also, right now we have video live stream coverage on YouTube, the Morgan at West Holmes game. And also going on right now, we're video live streaming on YouTube, the Garfield at Wayndale game as well. All those games, girls' sectional championship games. Highland has it. Pass right wing goes to Macy Mullet. Mullet's three-pointers up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound under the basket. Fought after. It's going to be a tied up. Arrow does stay with Highland. With 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. Macy Mullet inbounds into the corner of the Joplin Yoder. Back to Macy Mullet. Out top to Evie Mass. Dribbles it to the foul line. Cut off inside to Habiger. Her shot left hand, no good. Rebound by Joplin Yoder. Her putback is going to be good. Joplin Yoder now has 9, 40-7 Highland. Crusaders have it, 10 seconds to play. Here's Rohde. Her shot up in the air going to be no good. Rebound Joplin Yoder. 3 seconds. And a Macy Mullet, her three-pointer at the buzzer, going to be no good. Off the rim as it'll close out the first half. Halftime score from the Reese Center. It's Highland 40 and Steubenville Catholic Central 7. Back around the recap the first half for you after this on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Millersburg Electric has been serving the area since 1945 with quality sales and service of home appliances. And now, during the President's Day Super Sale, get selected savings throughout the store. Hi, this is Carrie Taylor, and as a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal or better than all of those larger stores. With over 250 items on display and thousands available, let our experienced staff show you the latest in kitchen appliances, laundry products, freezers, and more. Visit us on State Route 83 South of Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
If it's time for your business to expand, then your project deserves a proven design and construction firm known for keeping their word. And that's the Design Construction Professionals at Weaver Commercial Contractors. Offering architectural design and drafting, general contracting, pre-construction services, budget consultation, and more. But don't take my word for it. Check us out today at weavercc.com and see what others are saying about Weaver Commercial Contractors. Give us a call today at 330-264-9020 or check us out in person at 172-279 Old Lincoln Way in Dalton. Weaver Commercial Contractors build on solid relationships.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
A single-family home located at 5078 Township Road 382 in Millersburg is listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $465,000. This property was built in 1987 and has three bedrooms and two full and one partial baths with 1,932 square feet. Located in the Golden Valley Estates subdivision within the East Holmes Local School District. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Aaron Miller at 330-473-7359 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
It is halftime in girls Division 4 sectional championship basketball from the Reese Center. Highland out on top, big 40-7 over Steubenville Catholic Central. Highland led 19-4 after one and outscored the Crusaders 21-3 in that second quarter. And Highland has the 40-7 halftime advantage. For Highland, leading the way for them, one player was in double figures, and that was Trish Troyer, who had the hot hand from beyond the arc. Trish Troyer in that first half going 4-for-7 from downtown, 1-for-1 from two-point range. Trish Troyer had 14 first half points. She's already in double figures is Troyer for her on the season for the sixth time on the year. Also scoring for Highland in the first half, just shy of double figures, was Joplin Yoder, as Joplin was 1-for-2 on three-point tries and 2-for-3 from two-point range, 2-for-2 for the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 9 points, 8 points also scored by Mallory Stutzman, 3 points for Macy Mullet, 2 points apiece also for Ashley Mullet, as well as Evie Mast and Ellie Habiger, running out the Highland total of 40. For Catholic Central, 3 points scored by Ella Marigos in the first half and 2 points apiece for Jackie Okarma and Talia Marcino. And that was it for the scoring. Their total of just 7 points in the first half. Halftime score, Highland 40 and Stimbo Catholic Central 7. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Chris Wallace.
Thank you very much, Matt. As you mentioned, Highland on top of Steubenville Catholic Central at the half, 40-7 from three-point land. Steubenville Catholic Central was 1 of 8, shooting 12%. Highland was 5 of 23, shooting 21%. Two-point field goal, Steubenville Catholic Central was 2 of 14, shooting 14%. Highland was 11 of 16, shooting 68%. From the free throw line, Steubenville Catholic Central attempted 0 free throws in the first half. Highland was a perfect 3 of 3. In the rebounding department, it is Highland out-rebounding Steubenville Catholic Central 25-12. And turnovers, Steubenville Catholic Central has 16, Highland with 5.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half for Highland. It was 4 rebounds for Mallory Stussman, 2 offensive. Same thing with Trish Troyer, and also 3 boards for Evie Mass. She had 2 offensive rebounds, and Joplin had 5 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end. 3 boards also for Ashley Mullen. For Catholic Central, 3 rebounds for Mary Rohde in the first half. Also 4 boards for Talia Marcino. She had 2 at the offensive end. And Matt Coy again alongside Chris Wallace. Highland a 40-7 lead at halftime. Dominant of the first half, and as always, Highland so good at turning defense and the offense, Chris, and they did that a lot in the first half.
Yeah, they certainly did, again, causing 16 turnovers by Steubenville Catholic Central. That, you know, that tells a lot right there, and Highland does a great job of converting on those turnovers, so that's where a lot of those points came. But, you know, Steubenville Catholic Central shooting 12% beyond the arc, 14% inside the arc, as opposed to Highland with 21% outside the arc and 68% inside the arc. You know, they go down low to Joplin, and she just does a great job, number one, on the offensive rebounding side, and also just putbacks and scoring very well, almost at ease down low. And then, of course, the excellent three-point shooting. And, you know, Highland started off with the full-court pressure, kind of brought it in and out a little bit as well, just causing turnovers and just too much to handle.
Halftime score, again, Highland 40 and Catholic Central 7. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Everywhere, every day, someone somewhere needs someone to care. Young people are especially desirous of someone to show an interest in what they do, where they are going, and what they will become. Denco Marketing of Millersburg believes taking that interest in a young person can make all the difference. Which young person needs your time and interest? Whichever one or ones you can give it to. They'll take care of the rest. Supporting young people in all endeavors is especially important to Denco Marketing of Millersburg, where the business at hand is the business of home.
Stop in all this week for these great savings at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Gerber's boneless, skinless chicken thighs, $5.49 a pound. 81% lean ground chuck, $3.29 a pound. Fresh red strawberries, 2 for $5. We also have boneless beef round sirloin tip roast, $4.59 a pound. Boneless beef round sirloin tip steak, $4.69 a pound. Beef cube steak, $4.99 a pound. Bone and pork loin country style ribs for $2.09 a pound. And bone and pork loin sirloin roast for $1.99 a pound. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Sierra Pacific Products are an MRV siding supply. Their products will enhance any decor and make any home brighter, more inviting, and more comfortable with wood interior windows in 9 wood species. With 70 exterior colors, whether you're replacing, renovating, remodeling, or rebuilding, they have exactly what you're looking for. From the Sierra Pacific Trans End replacement windows and doors to their Westchester double hung windows. That's MRV siding supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg. Or on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Get your vehicle back on the road smooth and problem-free with Village Motors Collision Center. Hi, this is Deke Miller, and our Collision Center works on all makes and models and has available deductible assistance, along with loaner and rental vehicles available for your use, complimentary oil change packages, not to mention that we are the preferred repair shop for most insurance companies. Ask us about our cleanup packages with 4 great packages from basic to premium by appointment only starting at $19.95. For collision repair, make your first stop at Village Motors in Millersburg.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Ream Pro partner, with combined knowledge of over 65 years, you know that you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Ream and all types of other furnaces and equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call today, 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
As I mentioned earlier, they had the West Holmes Morgan game also video live streamed on YouTube. And the halftime score there, West Holmes has the 31-10 advantage in that contest in their sectional championship game. And also, we're video live streaming the Wayne Deal Garfield game as well. That's in the third quarter. Wayne Deal has the 36-5 lead over Garfield in that sectional championship. Winner of this game between Highland and the Catholic Central Crusaders moves on to next Wednesday's district semifinals. McRoy alongside Chris Wallace and again Michael Hammond, Blazin' Mullins back at WKLN Sports Central, as well as a video live stream on YouTube courtesy of the Claxon communication team of Judd Bone and Adrian Garbrandt as well on YouTube here for this afternoon's game. Already for the second half, and the Crusaders have it going from left to right in the second half of action from the recenter. Mary Rohde has it out top, has it knocked loose, she'll grab it again, dribbles it in. A travel is going to be called, and that'll be the 17th turner on the Crusaders for the contest. Highland ball right away here as we get things going in the third quarter. Ashley Muller across midcourt, going from right to left. Out top to Habaker, who gets the start in the third quarter. Now to Evie Mast, who dribbles the left wing. Mast out top, cross-court pass to Ashley Muller, high on the right side. Dumps inside Jonathan Yoder, back in the corner now on the drive by Trish Troyer. Into a cutting Ashley Mullet in traffic. Back in the corner, Trish Troyer. Out top to Joplin Yoder now. Dribbles it. Back over to Evie Mast, top of the key. Back to Habiger. Into the corner to Trish Troyer. Troyer pass inside. Joplin Yoder out top now to Mast. Right corner now. The dribble by Trish Troyer. Knocked loose. Knocked to the four. And dove after. Held ball. Arrow does point to Highland, though. And Lady Hawks win down midway into the front court on the far side. Habiger. Inbounds it to Ashley Mullet. Into the corner now to Evie Mast. Out top to Troyer. Left wing, Habiger. Back in the corner to Ashley Mullet. Inside to Yoder. Back out top to Ashley Mullet. Mullet's cross-court pass out top to Evie Mast. Her three-pointer going to be in and out and no good. Rebound. 5-4 going to be tied up again. Arrow this time, of course, points to Catholic Central. Stay tuned later on tonight for a high school scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. Of all the area girls' tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Crusaders have it to the front court. Okarma lobs it inside, grabbed by Mary Rohde. Across the lane, knocked out of bounds, though, by the denied defense of Trish Troyer. Crusaders will keep it to win down beneath their own backboard, as it'll be Mary Rohde to do the honors, the junior. Rohde looking under the basket, grabbed by Okarma. Her shot's no good. Rebound picked up by Evie Mast. Highland basketball, Mast. Pass front court to Trish Troyer. Into the corner to Ashley Mullet for a three-pointer. That'll be knocked down. Left her wide open. Ashley Mullet's been more of a distributor this afternoon, but she buried that three and has 5 points now. 43-7 lead for Highland. And Crusaders basketball. Pass by Maragos to the corner. To Okarma. Drive. Tenderfoot by Okarma off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed inside by Trish Troyer, and she'll be bumped and fouled. And foul on Marcino. First team foul on Catholic Central. Marcino has her first personal foul. And Bowers-Dissman did not get the start for the third quarter, but she'll check in now. As it'll be Trish Troyer and Joplin Yoder having the seat. Also in will be Macy Mullet for Highland. Mullet will be the point guard this time across midcourt. Pass to Ashley Mullet on the right wing. Out top to Habiger. Dumps it inside, knocked away in the steal. Crusaders have it. After the sixth Highland turnover, stolen right back away, though, by Ashley Mullet. Back in the corner to Stussman. Dribbles it. Drive to the baseline. Here, deflection on the pass. Knocked to the four. Dove after. And finally picked up with a steal by the Crusaders. That'll be Mary Rohde, who picked up the basketball. She'll take it across midcourt. Rohde on the right wing. Out top, knocked away. Another deflection by Ashley Mullet, who almost got the steal, but off her hands and out of bounds.
Almost looked like she got the steal there and took a block as she got kind of blasted out of bounds, but they'll keep it with Steubenville.
Embed goes out top to Jackie Okarma. 5'3 senior guard, averaging 6.5 a game and 3.5 rebounds. Dribbles the left wing.
Back to the far end. Back goes out top and corralled by Mary Rohde, averaging just under six a game, but has it stolen away. Macy Mullet has a steal inside to Ashley. Her layup good with the left hand. Ashley Mullet has 7:45-7 Highland. Crusaders have it to the front court. Here's Okarma. Dribbles the right wing. Into the corner to Mary Rohde, who averages just under 10 rebounds per contest as well. That pass deflected away, though. Another steal. Ashley Mullet's pass goes front court to a streaking Mallory Sitzman. Her layup left hand. That's going to be good. Sitzman has 10. And timeout called with 4:20 to play. Running clock here in the third. A 47-7 lead for Highland. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
Reminder to simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash Plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. And Chris, no let up for the Lady Hawks in this third quarter.
Most certainly. Boy, they have their foot on the gas here as they are doing just about everything right. A few turnovers here, two turnovers here in this third quarter, kind of uncharacteristic of the Lady Hawks, but very congested inside, as that's what Catholic Central is trying to do, is really congest that inside with Joplin doing a great job down low and congesting that and just making it a little bit difficult for those passes to happen in the lane.
Crusaders have it out of that timeout in the backcourt. The dribble by Jackie Okarma works it against Trish Troyer across midcourt. Crossover out top, pass goes left wing to Mary Rohde. Dumps inside, deflected on the floor, dove after, and rolls out of bounds. And that'll be off of the Crusaders for the turnover. And they're up to now 21 turnovers on the afternoon. Highland has 7 by comparison. Midway point of the third, Highland basketball. Macy Mullet into the front court. Now to Stutzman on the left wing. Against that zone defense of the Crusaders. Down the Joplin Yoder. Back to Macy Mullet. Left side now to Trish Troyer. Dumps inside the Joplin Yoder. Backs it up. Back to Macy Mullet for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound, Joplin Yoder. In traffic, puts it back up. That's going to be no good. Rebound hauled in by Mary Rohde. Crusaders basketball. On the right side, here's Ella Maragos. Back to Rohde. Drive to the foul line. Spins around to the lane. Poke loose on the four. It'll be tied up. Arrow points to Highland, so that'll be a turnover. Up to 22 of those on the Crusaders on the afternoon. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game, offering design styles in both traditional and glitter. You'll never have to worry about looking good on game day. Stay up to date with their latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Highland ball. Sussman has it along the perimeter. Dribbles it. Right wing pass goes to Troyer. To Joplin Yoder inside to a cutting Mallory Sussman. Her layup was no good, though. Rebound grabbed by Marcino. Crusaders basketball into the front court. Here's Shrepko. Right wing back to Marcino. Back to Shrepko out top. Dribbles at left point. Picks it up. Lobs it left wing back to Maragos. Dribbles it to the foul circle. And she'll find Rohde on the right wing. Dumps it inside to Arai. Backs it in. Arai layup no good, but she'll be fouled as she backed it in on Macy Miller. And now Anna Arai to the foul line to shoot two.
Be the first two free throws for Steubenville Catholic Central. And as you mentioned, with that running clock here, shooting free throws definitely takes a lot of time off this clock.
Certainly does. Yes, it'll be, as you mentioned, running clock down the 2:15 and counting as we speak. Arai with the free throw. That is up, going to be no good. Came in against us, the senior, averaging a double-double this year, 14.5 a game and 12.5 rebounds, and a 52% free throw shooter. But obviously having to deal with the stout defense of Highland this afternoon. No points so far for Arai. Second free throw. That is up, and then it's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound goes to Joplin Yoder. Highland basketball, 1:45 to play in the third. Macy Mullet to the front court. Into the corner goes to Switzman. Her three-pointer going to be off the mark. Hit the bar above the backboard after the miss, so it'll be Crusaders basketball.
Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for all your roofing and spouting needs. Highland with the half-court defense. Crusaders have it with 1:16 to go in the third. Jackie Okarma across the timeline. Pass right wing, stolen away by Stutzman. Now to Evie Mass, who will back it up to the right wing. To Joplin Yoder, left wing back to Stutzman. Cross-court pass to Evie Mass to the corner. Right wing back to Mullet, dumps it inside. Nice look to Joplin Yoder, who lays it up and in. Joplin Yoder has 11 off the assist from Ashley Mullet. 49-7 lead for the Lady Hawks. Crusaders have it, 45 seconds in the third. Jackie Okarma, shot for the right wing, going to be no good. Rebound to the corner is going to be tracked down by Ashley Mullet. Pass goes off the leg of Ella Maragos, and Hyla will have the basketball. 30 seconds and counting, third quarter. Ashley Mullet will cross midcourt as Highland maybe looks for that final shot of the third. As the Crusaders sit back in that zone defense, Mullet down to 15 seconds, working against Maragos, down to 13. Bounce pass to Sussman. Right wing back to Mullet. Mullet for a three-pointer. It's going to be no good. Rebound put back by Habiger. No good. Rebound finally put back by Stutzman. Is going to be good. And that will close out the quarter. And at the end of three, it's Highland 51 and Catholic Central 7. This is girls sectional championship basketball on WKLM.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomerene Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomerene has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomerene provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomereneHospital.org.
Once again, this game is being video live streamed on the WKLM YouTube page this afternoon. Matt Croy alongside Chris Wallace for the broadcast. Judd Bone producing today's live stream coverage. Aiden Garabrand is working the cameras. Go to YouTube, search WKLM Radio for the game. And also, we're on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Michael Hammond, Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. All ready for the fourth quarter. Crusaders have it. Pass goes out top. It's grabbed by Natalie Shrepko. Now the Jackie Okarma. Back in the corner to Maragos. She'll find Anna Arai. Pass inside goes to cutting Kalina Marcino. Her shot no good. Rebound put back by Okarma. No good. Rebound finally grabbed by Ashley Mullet. Highland has the basketball. Mullet to the front court on the left wing. Dribbles it to the baseline. Cross-court pass goes to Macy Mullet. Her shot for the foul line is going to be knocked down. Macy Mullet has the 15 first. She'll drill it for now 5 points for her on the afternoon. 53-7 lead for Highland. Crusaders basketball. Okarma's pass goes right side over to Shrepko, out top to Maragos. Back in the corner. Received now by Marcino. Back in the left side. Grabbed inside the post, goes to Arai. Right of the foul line. Shot up there by Marcino. Going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Stutzman. Crusaders still have yet to score in the second half. Shut out 11-0 in that third quarter by Highland. Meanwhile, three-pointer by Trish Troyer for the quarter. That's going to be knocked down. Trish Troyer, three-pointer number five of the afternoon. She has now 17 points. 56-7 Highland. Three-pointer for the right wing going to be no good by Maragos. Tracked down by Arai to the opposite corner. Shrepko goes out top of the pass down to Okarma. Right corner to Marcino. Her 18-footer knocked down. Tina Marcino has 4 points. First basket of the quarter. I should say the second half, rather, on the Crusaders. Highland ball into the corner goes to Trish Troyer. Three-pointer. They're going to be no good that time. Rebound by Macy Mullen. Back to Ashley Mullen outside. Poke loose. She'll grab it again. Find Stutzman. Around the foul line to Habiger. Her shot's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Anna Arai.
Crusaders with the basketball once again. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Going to be a whistle blown by the official to get some players in. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Chris Wallace. Catholic Central 0 for 1 on 3-point tries. Highland 1 of 4 for 25%. Highland 3 for 7 for 42% shooting from 2-point range in the third. Catholic Central was 0 for 2. And the Crusaders 0 for 2 for the foul line. Highland did not attempt the foul shot in that third. Highland at rebounding Catholic Central 7 to 4. 7 turnovers for Steubenville Catholic Central in the third quarter. Highland had 2. Again, Highland outscoring the Crusaders 11 to nothing in the third. And Crusaders have it now in the fourth quarter. Out top goes to Sharepko. To the right wing. Shut up in here by Maragos. Is no good. She'll be bumped and fouled by Ashley Mullett. First team foul on Highland. Mullett has her first. Again, Maragos will be at the foul line.
This will be free throws 3 and 4 for Catholic Central today.
Ella Maragos, 5'7 senior guard, averaging just over 12 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. 50% free throw shooter. That free throw no good. She has 3 points on the afternoon. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. We have all those area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. Maragos with her second free throw shot. And that will be up and going to be good. Splits a pair, 4 points for Maragos, 56-10 Highland. Ashley Mullett across midcourt on the dribble, 5 minutes to play with a running clock in the second half. On the left wing goes to Macy Miller, dribbles it, double team, and pass deflected and stolen away. Hamlin just their 8th turnover. The dribble on the right side by Maragos goes out top. Now on the left wing to Sharepko. She'll find Mara Delaney. Back to Sharepko for a 3-pointer. That'll be knocked down. Natalie Sharepko knocks it down from deep. Her first points of the contest. 56-13 Highland. They had the ball. Ashley Mullett to the foul line. Tripped up, and there's the whistle and the foul. Called on Natalie Sharepko. First team foul on the Crusaders. Sharepko has her first. After the game, we'll be announcing the Six Monies Player of the Game. Six Monies, your one-stop shop for all things custom apparel. Stay up to date for the latest offerings on Facebook and Instagram and shop online at sixmonies.com. Embedded, grabbed by Ashley Mullett to the corner. Backs it up near midcourt to reset the offense. 4 minutes to play. Joplin Yoder to the corner. She'll find Macy Miller. Back to Ashley Mullett for a three-pointer. That's going to be knocked down. Ashley Mullett has 10, her second three-point basket. 59-13 Lady Hawks. Crusaders have it on the right side. Here's Delaney. Cross-court pass goes out top. Deflected on the floor. Dove after. Grabbed by Sharepko. Back to Delaney. Into the corner goes to Mary Rohde. To Delaney. Goes out top to Sharepko. Now left wing the pass to Anna Arai. Inside to Rohde. Backs it in. Shot by Rohde. Off the glass. That's no good. Rebound chased down by Ashley Mullett. She'll take it herself into the front court. Into the corner. Trish Troyer for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound grab by Arai. Crusaders to the front court. Deflected on the steal and out of bounds. Couldn't quite corral it. Ashley Mullett still stay with the Crusaders. Secure your personal team's future both on and off the court with reliable home, life, and auto insurance through Troy Miller Agency, a Wayne Insurance Group agent. Good luck to the hometown Highland Lady Hawks basketball team and this year's tournaments. Players getting a round of applause, well-deserved for Highland as they check out. It'll be Crusaders basketball. Cross-court pass received now by Delaney. Out top to Repko. Pass deflected on the floor and chased down near midcourt by Repko. Near side of the pass down to Ari Hoover. Back over to Delaney. Looking, she'll find Repko in the left wing. Back out top to Delaney. To Repko. Back in the corner to Rohde. Back to Repko. Finds Delaney at the top of the key. On the left wing, back to Sharepko. Now to Delaney with 2:14 in counting. And that three-pointer up in the air going to be no good. And it was out of bounds after the miss. And that'll be off of the Crusaders. That was missed by Yema Rigaud, who's in the game now, the sophomore. On the floor for Highland, going to be Tori Weaver on the floor, the 5'7 sophomore. Evie Mast, Ellie Habiger, Macy Mullett, and also Macy Miller. Weaver has it left wing, shovels it out top to Mast. She'll find Habiger inside the Weaver. Back in the corner now to Macy Mullett. To the baseline, her 10 footers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound under the basket, fought for, and going to be grabbed by Mary Rohde. Crusaders have it with 1.5 to go. On the four and stolen back away by Highland. Into Habiger to the corner. Back out top to Edie Mass. Knocked to the four, and Mass trying to pick it up. Instead picked up by Macy Mullet. Dumps it inside, deflected, and stolen away. Another turnover on the Lady Hawks. You know, up to 24 on the Crusaders. Highland has 9. Mary Rohde with a layup. Meanwhile, that's going to be good. Rohde has her first two. 59-15, Highland. Lady Hawks have it. Now it's Macy Mullet. Under a minute to go. Has the poke loose. There's a steal by Delaney. Who's inside now? Corral back in the corner. Goes over to the far end to Hoover. Back inside now to Mary Rohde. Her layup is going to be good. Rohde has 4. 59-17 Highland. Back to 30 seconds and counting for the game. And looking to move on to next Wednesday's district semifinal. Habiger drive. Her shot off the last can be no good, but she'll be fouled by Mary Rohde. Second team foul. Rohde has her first. And again, the running clock, and this will just about do it.
Yes, it certainly will, as she's got 2 free throws coming.
Habiger, the free throw is up, going to be in and out, no good. Final 5 seconds. Get to shoot this free throw, and that'll do it. If they'll let her do that. No, they won't even let her do that. That'll be it for the game.
I wondered how that was going to go. Do they let her shoot or do they not?
I wasn't sure, but I guess that is it. So the final score this afternoon, it is Highland 59 and Studeville Catholic Central 17. The Highland, another dominant win as they'll capture the sectional championship, and they'll move on to next Wednesday's district semifinals against either Frontier or Strasburg. That'll be next Wednesday, February 28th at 7 p.m. at a neutral site. As Highland goes to 22-2 on the year, they've now won 10 games in a row. For the Crusaders, they'll end their season with a record of 11-14, snapping a 2-game winning streak. Again, the final score, Highland captures the sectional title at the Recenter. They win at 59-17 over Studeville Catholic Central. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
This is Matt Kinsey. At First Federal Community Bank, our mission is to empower the financial well-being of our community one person at a time. Through integrity and quality, we earn the trust of our customers and exceed their expectations. First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community since 1898. Serving your banking needs in Dover, New Philadelphia, Yorksville, Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. First Federal Community Bank, member FDIC.
Whatever Mother Nature has in store, you're not worried because you've got Yokohama's Geolander AT-015 on your side. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC to find out what a new set of all-terrain tires can do for your truck or SUV. This tire is all traction, designed to take you from the pavement to the trail in any weather, anytime you want. Discover the Yokohama Geolander AT-015 and get ready to experience what all-terrain is all about. Stop by Holmes Tire LLC today and fill out a finance application for approval with no credit needed on new tire purchases. Call Holmes Tire LLC in Miller 330-674-0025 or their other locations in Spencer, Mount Vernon, and now open in Loudonville.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabaugh Financial Services. After winning 6 state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabaugh knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabaugh Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabaugh Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
And back here for the postgame show, as you can look it over toward the Highland basket, cutting down the nets as the Lady Hawks capture another sectional championship here for this afternoon. And right now, Mallory's just been out there near the top of the ladder to cut down those nets. They've done that quite a bit over the years. No question about it for Highland. They'll move on again in postseason action for a Highland team that's ranked second in Division Four. Of course, the top seed in this East District, and certainly high goals as for usual here in the postseason. And just one more step toward getting to that overall goal, but still plenty of work to do here throughout the postseason to get where they wanted to go. But again, a good work here in the sectional with two dominant wins to capture this sectional championship for Highland here on the day. Of course, for Highland, really got it done throughout the contest as they got it off to a great start, outscoring Catholic Central 19-4 in that first quarter. And then Highland able to outscore the Crusaders 21-3 in the second quarter of play. Highland had a 40-7 lead at the half. Highland shutting out the Crusaders 11-0 in the third, and Highland led 51-7 through three quarters, and Highland goes on to get the victory by the final margin of 59-17 over the Crusaders here on the afternoon. So Highland with a dominant win today, and then moving on to next Wednesday's district semifinals. Back to, for the final numbers after this on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation has awarded nearly $11 million in scholarships to more than 2,700 Holmes County residents pursuing higher education. Students applying for new scholarships for the 2023-2024 academic year should visit our website at www.hcef.net. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply. Primary qualifications include financial need. However, academic merit and other factors such as area of study and extracurriculars are considered. The deadline for new scholarship applications is March 24th. College students currently receiving renewable scholarships were emailed a renewal scholarship application link in December. Those students should only apply via the email link and not apply as new students. The deadline for renewal applications is March 10th. Visit www.hcef.net for more information.
Highland again captures the Division IV sectional championship. They win it by the final margin of 59-17 over the Crusaders. So the Leahawks continue to cut down those nets there for them. And for the individual scoring leaders for Highland, they finished up with one, two, three, four players in double figures on the afternoon. Leading the way for them was Trish Troyer, as Trish Troyer in double figures for the sixth time on the season. Of course, her season high is 29 points. Didn't get to that mark, but a pretty good day nonetheless. Trish Troyer was 5 of 10 from downtown, so knocking down 5 3-pointers today, 1 for 1 from two-point range. Trish Troyer had a game high of 17 points. Also in double figures, that was Mallory Stutzman, as Stutzman was 0 for 5 on three-point tries, 5 for 8 from two-point range. Stutzman finished up with 12 points, and for her, the 16th time she's been in double figures on the year. And also, Joplin Yoder was in double figures. She went 1 for 2 from beyond the arc, 3 for 5 from two-point range, 2 for 2 from the foul line. Joplin Yoder had 11 points, and she was in double figures for her for the 17th time on the season for Joplin Yoder, her second time, and also as many postseason games as well. Also double figures, of course, Ashley Mola with finish up going 2 for 6 on three-point tries, 2 for 2 from two-point range. Mola finished up with 10 points in double figures for the second time in the postseason, and also the 21st time on the year. Also scoring for Highland was 5 points for Macy Mola, 2 points apiece for Edie Mast and Ellie Habiger, running out the Highland total of 59 points. And final of the individual scores for the Crusaders, 4 points apiece for Ella Maragos, as well as Mary Rody and Talia Marcino, and 3 points scored by Natalie Sharepko, and 2 points for Jackie Okarma, running out the Crusaders total of 17. Final score today, Highland captures the sectional championship. They win at 59-17 over Steubenville Catholic Central. Now for the final team numbers, here's Chris Wallace.
Thank you very much, Matt. And as you just mentioned, Highland over Catholic Central 59-17 from three-point land. Catholic Central was 2 of 11 shooting 18%. Highland was 8 of 32 shooting 25%. Two-point field goals, Catholic Central was 5 of 24 shooting 20%. Highland was 15 of 26 shooting 57%. From the free throw line, Catholic Central was 1 of 4 shooting 25%. Highland was 3 of 4 shooting 75%. In the rebounding department, it was Highland out-rebounding Catholic Central 36 to 21. And turnovers, Steubenville Catholic Central with 24, Highland with 10.
Individual rebounding leaders for the afternoon, Ashley Mullen had 6 rebounds on the day to go along with her 10 points, and also a total of 7 boards for Joplin Yoder. She had 3 at the offensive end, 5 boards also for Trish Troyer on the game as well, and Mallory Sussman had a total of 6 rebounds, 3 at the offensive end. For Steubenville Catholic Central, it was 5 boards for Mary Ruddy, and also 5 rebounds for Anna Arai, and 5 boards also for Talia Marcino. Highland with the dominant win this afternoon, 59-17 15 over Catholic Central, and Highland just kind of doing what they do here with this victory today.
Absolutely. What I've always seen Highland ladies basketball do is just, play dominant, shoot very well, play great defense, really take care of the basketball extremely well. A few turnovers there late in the fourth quarter as things kind of got a little hectic, but 24-10 margin in there in the turnovers there. So Highland taking care of the basketball very well. Again, shooting the ball extremely well, 25% from beyond the arc, 57% from inside the arc. So again, just taking care of the basketball, shooting very well, and then again, their dominant defense, really just getting a lot of turnovers, and then their points in transition, they just do a great job, and they'll be moving on here as expected.
And Trish Troyer, where we have our Six Money's player of the game, Trish Troyer knocking down 5 3-pointers, 17 points, and Trish Troyer showing how dangerous she can be when you leave her open.
Almost certainly. I think she was 5 of 10 from beyond the arc, but got some great looks today, and man, there was a, had a hand up in their faces. They did a 2-3 zone, Central Catholic, that is. They did a great job of running that zone, but always had a hand up on the Highland Lady Hawks as they were shooting from beyond the arc, so makes it even that much more difficult, but absolutely just knocking them down here today.
All right, so Highland gets the victory now, 59-17 with a win today. They improved the record to 22-2 as the second-ranked team in Division 4. They won 10 games in a row. They'll play next Wednesday, and they'll be against either Stralsburg or Frontier. Haven't seen a final score of that yet, but they'll play the winner of that Frontier-Stralsburg game next Wednesday. They'll be February 28th at 7 o'clock at a neutral site. For Stoneville Catholic Central, they'll end their tournament run with a record of 11-14, snapping a two-game winning streak. Of course, we had video live stream coverage today of the Morgan West Holmes game, as well as the Garfield Wayndale game as well, on YouTube this afternoon. And coming up on Tuesday, we'll have boys sectional tournament basketball. It'll be boys Division 4 sectional action with Bellsville at Highland. And also on Tuesday, boys Division 3 sectional tournament action with West Muskingum at Garraway. We'll be video live streaming both those games on YouTube coming up on Tuesday night as well. And reminder, we'll have high school scoreboard coming your way later on tonight for all the area girls tournament basketball scores for you all the way until midnight. We do want to thank our video live stream partners, of course, from Claxon Communications, that being Judd Bone and Aiden Garbrandt, helping us bring you this video live stream coverage for the afternoon. Also, thanks back at WKLN Sports Central to Michael Hammond, as well as Blaisdon Mullins. For Chris Wallace, I'm Matt Croy. Again, the final this afternoon from the Recenter. Highland captures another sectional championship. They win at 59-17 over Steubenville Catholic Central. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.